KXNO. Keith Murphy.
I'm gonna do something or just stand there and bleed.
Andy Fails.
You better get bright, pal. We got a show to do.
Talking more than sports.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing.
Weekdays at 2.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point? Don't smoke crack.
On Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hour number 2 of the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Alongside Andy Fails, I'm Keith Murphy. Andrew Downs is here. Scott Sipker joins us. The four of us made a run at the Emenecker Challenge in the break and finished about one-tenth of it. So that's a big sandwich. Let's start off. Hi, Scott. I should say hi to you first.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, just you need to burp or something.
Can't see him behind that sandwich.
Trending Iowa.
Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales, home of Central Iowa's largest commercial selection. Visit them today at The Rock.
Trending Iowa, week 8 of high school football is tonight. Among the key games is Roosevelt at Ankeny Centennial. We will have all your covers with Football Friday Night starting at 6:30.
Roosevelt at 6-1 is one of the all-time turnarounds. Going to be tougher. Centennial, and then I don't remember who Roosevelt closes the season with, but it's another top 10 team, so... Riders trying to end that streak. How long is that streak now? 114 or 15
years
games
or something?
Without beating a suburban school.
Yeah, it's more than 115, and it won't be easy for that to end tonight. But if it's a competitive game, that's a step in the right direction.
Low bar there. Fans are excited, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Moms love it.
Trending Iowa. Elton John tickets went on sale this morning and pretty much immediately sold out, at least from what I can tell. I haven't seen anything official from the Iowa Event Center, but I went on and like went best available with one ticket and couldn't get anything. But hey, guess what? Surprise. There are a lot of tickets available on the secondary market already.
I know.
Got an interesting email there, Keith, that you sent to the newsroom.
Yeah, it's a guy who's furious. And
I can understand why.
A lot of people on Twitter are upset.
Yeah, because a lot of these tickets are bought by secondary market bots, mm-hmm. and then they double and triple the prices. And like this guy wanted to buy Elton John tickets, and he went, and he's told it was sold out. But then you go to the Ticketmaster secondary market thing, and half the arena is available.
Right. Yes.
But it's triple the cost.
Yeah,
how's that not scalping?
They bought them legally, but they're
so what? You're still selling them for more than they were just available at.
I know this is a constant frustration with people in in-demand tickets, and there is a loophole there that needs to be closed because it is the average. Like this guy was saying, I can't afford to buy. I want to go, but I can't afford to buy these at triple the cost.
And I think Garth Brooks has worked his way around this.
Yeah, he's like, tried really hard to make it where you're not
allowed to do this, which is really nice because his tickets are, as we've seen when he was here at Wells Fargo Arena, are as hot as any ticket there is. So it's too bad that, you know, the every man can't get there.
It makes you miss the good old days where you wanted a ticket, you had to be there to buy it. You had to line up outside. We would line up outside the department store, sleep all night out in the parking lot, in the car, on the sidewalk, line up, and then they would open that door, and you'd sprint inside the department store, run up the escalator to the ticket counter, and buy your tickets. And mm-hmm. you could only get two. You had to be there to buy it. So these big popular shows were full of people that worked hard to get those tickets.
Finally, Trending Iowa, you can get a free barbecue sandwich in front of our building this afternoon. Simon Conway will broadcast live from 4 to 6, handing out sandwiches and taking donations for the Puppy Jake Foundation.
Is this already the annual time it's been a year he doesn't do this like three times a year? Time might be flying by too fast for me. I feel like he was just out there doing this.
No, I think it's once a year.
Oh boy.
It's the sixth annual. Man. And they've raised a bunch of money last year, so.
Yeah, they I'm sure they will today. They got the right day for it.
Yeah, they did.
Man, it's not raining, it's not cold. It's a beautiful mid-October Friday. Enjoy.
That's it for Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales.
All right, it is time for the stupid quickie poll, reluctantly presented and sometimes disavowed by WCI Pools and Spas. Scott Sipker comes up with it, and this seems to me like the first time this should end up being 100%.
Soup is primarily liquid food, generally served warm or hot, that is made by combining ingredients with a type of stock or water. Is cereal a soup?
No.
Yes. No one. Technically, it is. Or hell no, sober up, Sipker.
Sorry to jump the gun there, AD, but I can't even believe we're asking this.
You didn't even let him finish.
Cereal is not a soup. It's milk and grains. It's its own thing. It's not a soup.
You didn't even listen to his argument.
All right, I'm sorry.
Let's hear what he has to say.
All right.
Listen, it's clearly a soup. I don't even know who put the word technically into this option. There's no technically here.
All right, tell us why.
It is a soup. Are you okay? Are you farting over there, Keith?
That's his creaky chair.
That's the chair, man. I'm just disgusted that we have to waste any time.
Listen, it's not a soup. Okay, picture a soup in your head. Like, say, I don't know, Boston clam chowder.
Mm-hmm.
It's white, looks like milk, creamy, and it has little chunks in it. Sure, in that case, it's oysters or clams or whatever the hell they have in
there. Clams and potatoes, yeah.
And it's cereal. Think about it. You have some Crispex in there or maybe some Kix. No potatoes. No, but the Crispex can be your potato. Your Kix are just like your pinto beans. You're just little round beans. It's just a different type of soup.
In a different type
and
of liquid.
And it's cold. There are plenty of different types of food
in a different type of liquid. It should still be a soup.
But there's milk in soup. Many soups have a milk base.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't understand why this is so controversial.
How about this? Doesn't soup have to be like cooked together? You don't cook cereal.
Like somebody
on Twitter said, you don't just take chicken broth and throw vegetables and noodles in there and say you have chicken noodle soup. You cook the whole thing.
Yeah, where's the cooking process?
The cooking process happens in the open air. As you leave the fruity pebbles in the bowl, it changes the color of our base.
Well, what about oatmeal? Would that be a soup? That's cooked. You cook the oats in there.
If you put enough water or milk in there, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
got milk in there.
Soup is hot. Hot soup.
No, not all.
Oatmeal is
more of a chili than it is a soup.
Gazpacho. That's a cold soup. Like cucumber soup that's served cold. So there you go.
Gestapo is a very good soup.
No, not Gestapo. Jeez, this is stupid. Let's move on here. We didn't get to this at all this week because, AD, you had a sick kid Monday, and then we forgot. We got busy with other stuff. We didn't go on the record with our good call and bad call.
Oh, yeah. You didn't. Yeah, so, I noticed that, by the way.
But listen, you lost any right to protest anything with this stupid quickie poll. But a good call, bad call. We always have some of each. And this week, let's rewind before we call our shots this week. Let's take a look back at last week.
Yeah, let's do good call first.
Good call.
My fear in this game is that Penn State front seven is going to be able to pressure Stanley. I think that happens. And I think Penn State is able to cover the 3 or 3.5 points
Boom!
At Kinnick Stadium.
Stanley's probably going to get beat up again. I don't know. I didn't have a good feeling last week. I don't really have a good feeling this week. I'm going to say 13-10, Penn State.
Iowa State's going to win.
Brocktober continues.
I think this is going to be pretty easy for Iowa State as they hit their stride to cover this 10 points at West Virginia.
On the road in a place where they've never really looked all that comfortable. I still think they get it done and they keep rolling.
I think Iowa State's going to continue on a roll, and I think they're going to more than cover. I think they'll win by 17 points.
Some good calls.
Yeah. Not a lot of calls in the Hawkeye game there.
I noticed one, though. I did notice one.
There was a couple.
Yeah, it's time for bad call.
Bad call. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a defensive battle, and I think it's going to have a weird score. I'm going to go to 12-10 Hawkeyes.
Close.
It's really hard for me to imagine the Iowa offense putting up two stinkers in a row.
I'm going to say Iowa 22. Penn State 20. I'll probably say Iowa wins it by a touchdown.
2017 Hawks. 16-10 Hawks.
Boy, this does show the emotional bias of the local team because Penn State was favored in this game.
Yeah.
And all the calls were, or almost all the calls, sorry.
Almost no disrespect, all. Yeah, that's Scott, right, Keith.
Were Iowa picks. So it is time for Call Your Shot. We'll start with, at this point, the game that's a bigger game because Iowa State is more in contention right now anyway with just the one conference loss. So Iowa State goes to Texas Tech, and Iowa State is favored on the road at Texas Tech by 7 points. So call your shot at 284-5966, 284-KXNO. What's going to happen when Iowa State plays at Texas Tech? AD, I know you got to get to the phones here, so call your shot.
Yeah, I said it last week. Brocktober is going to continue. This team has found their offense. They found a stride. I think they may have found a running back, although I think I said that a couple of weeks ago about a different running back. But Breece Hall looked really good. They can travel. They can go on the road and win. I don't think Texas Tech is that good. They're going to be mad because they got screwed out of that game at Baylor last week. But even with that, I like Iowa State to win comfortably and cover this. I think 28-14 Cyclones.
28-14. 14 points is AD's call. Andy?
I'm gonna stick with it here. I'm gonna go against the grain. I just it's my gut feeling. The question is, does first half Iowa State show up more, or is it second half Iowa State? I feel like Texas Tech is a good enough team that if it's you get too much of first half Iowa State last week, Texas Tech is going to put things out of reach. Texas Tech should have won that game at Baylor. Baylor's a good team. They were hosting that game. At their own home field, Texas Tech feels like they should win this game. I feel like they have a reason to believe that they can duplicate their effort against Baylor at home against a team that's real close to Baylor's level, Iowa State, and win this game. And I worry that you're going to see too late of a comeback from Iowa State. Iowa State falls. I'm going to take Texas Tech.
For me, Iowa State now seems to have it locked in both offensively and defensively. I look at Texas Tech, I think they obviously have a great offense, but their defense to me is not solid. And I think that ultimately will be the difference in the game. I think Iowa State, with Brock Purdy having another great game, is going to be able to come out early and just rip the heart out of a very vulnerable Texas Tech team after last week's bad call, and be able to win. And I would also look at the 56.5 hitting the under on that.
284-5966 is the number to call. I'm going to take the Cyclones in October here too. I think mainly because of the defense that John Haycock defense limited West Virginia and a backup quarterback to 44 yards in the second half last week, despite being down three starters. So Iowa State should be a little healthier. I think that will be enough to stop the Texas Tech offense. And Iowa State, if this running back is the guy, if they have their guy, they already have their quarterback, everybody stays healthy, Iowa State wins by 10 in Lubbock at Texas Tech. Let's get to the calls, then we'll get to the Hawks. Terry, call your shot. Go ahead, Terry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Brock Purdy will put up about 4 or 5 touchdowns this weekend, and they'll lay a 50 burger on him.
A wow. 50 burger. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Terry. Kyle, call your shot on the Cyclones at Tech.
I think Iowa State takes care of business, and the offense has a turnover-free game, and Iowa State wins 35-24.
Thank you, Kyle. Let's move to Iowa City, where the Hawkeyes host Purdue. Purdue has beaten Iowa 2 straight games in the series, and yet the Hawks are 17.5-point favorites. That's down from 18. 284-5966 to call your shot. AD, we'll start with you so you can get to the phones there. Purdue at Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa's offense looked bad again last week. Purdue's offense looked like they had found something, scored 40 points. I think that's more a function of who they played and not who they are. Purdue's not a very good team. They can't run the ball. Their defense is hurt. or is not very good, and they have a lot of injuries. Rondale Moore is not going to play. Their starting quarterback is out for the rest of the season, or at least much of the season. I think Iowa exercises some demons here. I think you see that offense ratchet it back up when they're not against the top 15 team like they have been the last couple of weeks. And I think Iowa needs to. They need to get some swagger back in these next couple of games before going to Madison in 3 or 4 weeks. So I like Iowa big here. I'm going to say they cover that spread. Iowa 31, Purdue 10.
I feel much the same. I think Purdue's defense is down enough to give even Iowa's struggling offense right now reason to kind of believe in itself again and get some things going, kind of just slowly get things cranking, avoid a bad start, get off the blocks cleanly, and start adding some points. And, you know, an offense that's not going to be capable of coming back against an Iowa defense. I just think that this is a lopsided game. I like Iowa.
I think Iowa's going to win this game too, but I don't think they're going to be able to cover the spread. I think Purdue is finding something on offense, even with the lack of the run game. Iowa, just that offensive line is just so suspect to me that I think they win, but I don't think they cover.
Yeah, Purdue's offense has really found a way to score against Iowa's defense in the past couple of meetings, and I think that will continue enough to believe that Iowa will not cover the spread here. I think Purdue keeps this to a 10 or 14 point game, but the Hawks win and do score more than 30 here to get some confidence back. Iowa wins but does not cover. Jason, call your shot.
Hey guys, I think Hawks need a late field goal to put the game out of reach. They get a defensive or special team score and the fans leave frustrated because their offense still sputters. They pulled out 23-14.
23-14. Jason, thank you. Mark, call your shot.
I'm going to go 28-10 Boilermakers, and Kirk is spanking Brian on the behind in the fourth quarter.
On the behind in the fourth quarter. Howard, you don't expect that to happen, do you?
No. I don't know what that was, but no, that's not going to happen. You know, guys, I'm kind of with you guys. I think we're licking our wounds right now, but I think somehow, some way, I think Nate's going to throw for 3 touchdowns, and we're going to find a running game because we have to run the ball. We haven't ran the ball for 2 weeks now. So I think we're going to put up 200 yards on the ground. I think that line's going to figure it out. It has to. I believe in my heart of hearts they're going to figure it out. That line's going to fix it, and we got to – get ready for Wisconsin the next couple of weeks. I know we play Northwestern next week, but I think the Hawks find a way. I don't think it's going to be close. I think they're going to fix what's wrong. I'm going to say Iowa 35, Purdue 14. Go Hawks.
Thank you, Howard. Marty, you'll have the final shot called here. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. With the injury bug really hitting Purdue pretty hard this season, and the fact that their defense gives up about 30 points a game, in my humble opinion, there's no excuse why the Hawkeyes can't score multiple touchdowns tomorrow and beat Purdue 31-13.
31-13 is the call from Marty. Thank you, Marty. Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Bet your house.
Yeah.
And more.
Coming to iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates, Director of Consumer Credit of Des Moines. You've probably heard the ads that say you have a right to settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. Debt settlement guarantees charged-off accounts, likely lawsuits, garnishments, credit scores in the cellar, and sky-high fees. We've seen too many of these already. Before you head down that alley, please give us a call at 515-287-6428 or find us on the web at Consumer Credit.
It's your house! Ladies and gentlemen, I have a guaranteed winning bet just for you. BitFamer sucks, and you also want to bet your house that the 49ers and the Rams are going to go over 49 points this week. I mean, this is just easy money, folks. Bet your house!
The best is the, this is easy money.
It is. They didn't even get halfway there, I don't think.
Shut up, Andrew. Well, that's why we have this legal disclaimer.
Scott Sipker's Bet Your House.
Sponsored but not funded by Tim Scheib and the Scheib Real Estate Team.
Don't actually bet your house. He's usually wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a guaranteed winning bet just for you. This week, Biffhammer still sucks, and you want to bet your house that the Philadelphia Eagles will be able to shut down Ezekiel Elliott the way they did Dalvin Cook last week and cover the 3 points they're getting against a banged-up Dallas Cowboy team. Also, if you Venmo me $1,000, I have another pick for you. Bet your house.
It's hard to watch a man self-destruct mid-sentence like that.
He kept it on the rails.
It was close.
Thank you.
It was close. Yeah, AD, will you edit out those awkward pauses next week when you replay it?
I always do.
No, he doesn't.
He never does,
no,
does he?
I leave it as is.
So you notice, Biff gets an entire edited, scripted segment, but I have to rely on my improv skills.
Here we go.
Go 3-0.
I've been 9-0 twice. What has Biff Hammer ever done for you? Nothing. Just probably make you upset.
A lot of people are out spending their money right now.
Biff Hammer's a douche.
Man. Gosh. Here we go with more on a Murph and Andy Show Friday.
It's time for more, brought to you by Lithia Volkswagen of Des Moines. I'm Scott Landreth, inviting you to get more savings, more selection, and more service only at Lithia Volkswagen. Visit DesMoinesVW.com. And now, back to Murph and Andy.
All right, thank you there, Scott Landreth. Woo! Man, we started off the day with a rush this morning on Today in Iowa. There was a shooting out in Stewart. A couple of officers involved in the shooting. They served an arrest warrant to an apartment complex in the southwest side of town, little town, 1,600 people. And there was with a guy that they were serving the warrant to. Shots were exchanged. Two Guthrie County Sheriff's officers, sheriff's deputies were hit. Another Stewart police officer was injured, not by gunfire, but some other way. Anyway, long story short, everybody taken to the hospitals. Nobody died. Everybody's okay. They're stable. It's all good. The suspect is in some sort of custody. Mm. The weird thing about it was just how few details would come out. And they had a press conference at 4:30 in the morning.
Whoa.
4:30 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning to tell us everything that they knew or were willing to tell us, which was not very much. They wouldn't give anybody's names. Wouldn't say what the arrest warrant was being served for. Didn't say the name of the guy that they were serving the arrest to.
Was there explanation given for the shortage of information?
No. No, they just weren't giving it out. I mean, they certainly had all that information. They were transported. The people that were shot were transported here to Mercy One downtown. Everything went, I guess, okay down there. But it was just this odd, chaotic scene. It's strange in small-town Iowa when law enforcement is less willing to give information out to the public than in the Des Moines Police Department. You have Parizic on, and he'll tell you really everything that they know. He makes public there, and for the most part. Whereas you go out kind of into the perimeters, it's a little bit of a different story. I always think that's odd.
When you could just be the familiarity with
maybe
with how it works.
Yeah,
you know, just normally. Like a police station in Stewart, I mean, how often do they deal with media?
Not very often. No, not very often. But a lot of other agencies involved, and it sounds like they did the best job that they could, and everybody lived through it. So this story I saved from yesterday, I figured you guys would get a kick out of this. This is a lighter side of crime. What kind of? A 24-year-old Iowa City man has been arrested and charged with armed robbery. He ordered a pizza and then held up the pizza delivery guy with a gun. Now, the driver didn't have any money, so the guy just took the pizza. Police did not have a difficult time finding the suspect. First, he'd used his cell phone to order the pizza, and the police were able to ping his phone right to the place where the delivery driver was robbed. And then he was really easy to identify because he's got a great big face tattoo over his left eye that the guy who got robbed immediately told police that he had. And then when they found it, look, you get a face tattoo, you have just kissed your future as an unmasked criminal goodbye.
Yeah, you got to wear the mask or get out of the business.
I mean, seriously, that you're done, right? You can't color your hair. You can't do the fugitive kit, right? Harrison Ford.
Beard's not going to help you.
Beard, color your hair, cut your hair, wear glasses. No, you have a face tattoo. Those got to be really hard to cover up, too. And if you're using some real cheap makeup or something, you know, some CoverGirl or something, the police will see that. They'll see right through it.
Also, ordering with your own cell phone to your own address, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, this, as reported here, is out of the Stupid Criminals Handbook.
Which is what we love. A New Jersey couple who says they were charged $2.18 too much after ordering two fast food meals last year has filed a federal lawsuit, according to reports.
Federal lawsuit?
Nelson Estrella Rojas and Joanne Estrella claimed they went to a Taco Bell in May of 2018 to order food after they saw a TV commercial advertising meals that included a Chalupa Supreme, a five-layer burrito, crunchy taco, and a cinnamon twist and a drink. That's kind of a lot of food. The couple ordered two of the boxes, which were advertised for $5 each. However, according to the lawsuit, the couple was charged $12.99 for the meals, which included 81 cents in sales tax. When they asked why $1.09 was added to each meal, they were told that the legal fine print in the commercial stated that prices could vary depending on the location. However, they claim that legal fine print was shown on the screen for only a few seconds of the 30-second commercial, and that the font of the disclaimer was 1/16 the size of the $5 deal advertised. According to their attorney, that violates New Jersey's consumer fraud statute.
All of this is believable so far.
Totally. Here's what the attorney said. You can't tell someone you're going to charge them $5 in big, bold print and then take it away with a fine print disclaimer. See, isn't that funny? You started out listening to this story thinking, what a stupid lawsuit. These people need to get alive. And then by the end of it, you're like, man, I hope they win that lawsuit.
Absolutely. They're fighting for all of us. You can't put a $5 box up there and then have really little print, not really $5, actually $6.09.
They have this big, splashy ad. And then really quick at the end, it's like a participation. Rules and participation may vary. Prices and participation may vary really fast.
In a tiny font.
And you're just like, wait a minute. If everybody isn't participating, then why are you advertising it? You don't go up to one place and say, hey, I saw it on TV, and expect to hear, I'm sorry, we're ignoring that ad. You can't do that. They put a national ad out. You got to have everybody that's in the national company participating. I hope they win this, man.
Especially when it's called like the $5 fill-up.
Yeah.
It's not like a $6.09.
I mean, it's a catchphrase.
A $5 footlong can't be $7.
Exactly.
But haven't you guys gotten to the point, I feel like maybe there's just implicit understanding.
Shouldn't
that
be.
This is just the way it works. I guess if when somebody says it's $5
footlong,
well,
it's about time somebody fought back.
Our disclaimer on Bet Your House doesn't mean actually go out and bet your house, listen to Scott. Mm-hmm. No, we have the disclaimer so people don't actually do that.
Yeah. There's not a disclaimer that says, hey, don't actually take this Taco Bell commercial seriously because not everybody is participating.
But don't you implicitly
you should
not take...
Maybe you do, but you shouldn't.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, we've all been tricked. Our standard has been lowered so much over the years that I guess I wouldn't have even thought about it. I'd be like, oh, yeah, they said it's $5. All right.
Well, they had that $5 footlong down at Subway, right? And that list just got whittled down. Yeah. Like,
you get two of them.
Every year, there's like, it's only the cold cut combo, yes. Right? But you start out, and it's like the whole thing, everybody's in there ordering, oh, man, I want that steak and cheese. That's like an $8 sandwich. I want that. That's the one I want.
Isn't it interesting, though, like everything in New York cost way more than it cost in Manhattan, Kansas. So why would you ever try and say it's $5 at the Taco Bell in New York?
Well,
and
maybe they don't run that
in Manhattan.
In New York. I don't know.
When you think of implicit understanding versus legal understanding, I go to like my family, like my wife and kids. Anytime I ask them what something costs and they say like $5, I just have an implicit that it's $5.99. Or if it's $800, yeah. I know that means it's $899.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, because they
they've fallen.
They have figured that out. That you just you put something, there's a reason everything is 98 or 99, because when somebody wants to buy it and they want to make it sound as inexpensive as possible, they just round it down to the previous dollar, or in some cases, $100 or $1,000.
Yeah, even rationalizing to themselves. Yeah.
How much is it? It's $27,000. No, it's $20,798.
And then with the tax, it's definitely 28.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going over the top. I had a dad that was really, he did not skip over those details. I mean, he harped on that stuff. Hates taxes. Taxes piss him off. He's always pissed about taxes.
That's where sports tickets and concerts get me now. It's it's $100. It's $150
or Las Vegas,
and then the handling fee. The ticket ends up costing $198 on a $150 ticket.
Handling fee for a
convenience
piece of paper.
Fee.
What the hell is that?
Nothing is convenient about it. It's not convenient. I'm making it convenient for you by buying it online.
It's like the entire industry is Allegiant Airlines.
You're not even printing tickets. That's how convenient I'm making it.
Yeah, I have to scan my phone at the damn ticket office to get in.
All of
the
convenience is burdened on me.
Take the price off my ticket. That's convenience.
and it's
convenient for you to hide all these extra prices is what's convenient.
The thing here, they're getting enough food. Like Taco Bell could advertise this as a $6 box. You get like six things. Everybody would still buy it if it was a $6 box. They just like the sound of the $5 box, even though they're going to charge you $6. Those bastards.
And for them, I guess ultimately their business idea is, if we get somebody in here to buy this $5 box, they're probably going to buy a couple other things, and we're going to have those things marked up, and that's where we make
our
money.
Because that is not how Taco Bell works.
Nope.
People go into Taco Bell, that place is the king of the cheapest meal you can put together. You go in there, and people will be like, I'll have 8 hard shell tacos and a water, right? It's like and then give me 19 packets of hot sauce. Right? I mean, like the least amount of money that you can spend on a meal is routinely spent at Taco Bell. How much is extra meat? Oh, it's 50 cents. Well, give me a bunch of extra lettuce then.
Yesterday,
as you know, that's free.
I was reminded when out of the metro how much things change. Like we went, I took my mom to the Tom Thumb.
That's a great restaurant.
Yeah. So my mom says,
your mom was probably older than 50% of the people in there.
20%. So no. 10%. So
I'm sorry. I mean the other way. She was probably younger than 50% of the people in there.
Isn't that the same statement?
Well,
it's hard to follow.
Yeah, it is.
It's a place where a lot of old people are eating. So she,
told you it was a long morning.
She decides I'll get the blue plate special. It's roasted turkey over mashed potatoes with gravy poured on top.
Mm. Okay, that's the blue hair special.
So they have two choices, the half or full order. So my mom said, I'll get the half order, which is $4.20.
Yeah.
So she gets the half order, and they bring it over to the table, and we both go, oh, shoot, no, she wanted the half order. So that is the half order.
Oh, my God. Just huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge amount of food for $4.20.
Half order for Molly Schuyler, maybe. Yeah. No one else.
If they raise that to $4.50, there'd be a riot, too, right? And people would be all pissed. All right, I'm going to end with this. This is a really good story. I'll tell you how it came in. So we just got an email to news at Channel 13. I was reading that today. We're a little short staffed, so I thought, you know, this might make a good story. This woman said, hey, my nephew just completed the Pacific Crest Trail. Out, you know, goes from the border of California and Mexico all the way north to the border of Washington and Canada. And a lot of people walk it. It's very popular. It's grueling. It's very difficult. But it's a very well-known trail. And a lot of people have it as kind of a bucket list thing. So he just completed it. I think it's really cool. And I thought, you know what? If I can get her to send me some pictures, I can write up a little story out of this and we can run this in the news. This is a really kind of a cool accomplishment. I know Sonia's anchoring a bunch of these shows. She likes this kind of stuff. She'd get a kick out of it. So she said, well, here's my nephew's number. Why don't you give him a call? So I called him up and I'm talking to him. His name is Doug Godwin out of Ankeny. And I'm talking to him and asking him questions about his trip. And when he started in April. He just finished a few weeks ago. Spent a little extra time up there on the border of Canada, kind of chilling out, resting his legs a little bit, probably healing the blisters on his feet. He spent between $6,000 and $8,000 doing the whole thing. And, I was asking him, his favorite sites and stuff that he did along the way. It's amazing. And I said, well, you know, hey, how did you help pass the time? Because he did it by himself. Wow. On the trail. And he said, well, a lot of the time I was walking along, I was listening to the Murph and Andy show.
That's nice.
The podcast. And he was listening to the Sports Movie Pod.
He's probably upset we haven't
heard a new
one lately.
Well, I wanted to slap myself. This is Doug. He has been tweeting at us for a while this summer from the Pacific Crest Trail. But it's such a long walk. This was like months ago, so I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, the first time he tweeted, so it's at Douglas Godwin 8 on Twitter. He has 7 tweets all time, and they're all at us during this walk.
That's great.
The first one was April 23rd, and it's cool because you see the one on April 23rd, and he's at the southern part of this. The
terminus.
Yeah, the southern terminus. And then the most recent tweet was from late September, and he's at the northern terminus, and he looks like a completely different person. He
looks like Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, first one, he's clean-shaven, he's looks rested and ready. This last one, it looks like he's been walking for 2,500 miles.
So how awesome is that?
That's really cool.
He completed this.
I love that.
So he's 58 years old, and it's funny, he said, I said, well, why'd you want to do this? He went to North High School. He's from here in Des Moines. He's been camping all his life. Likes doing this kind of stuff. Wanted to do this. Wanted an adventure. Wanted to do an adventure, he said, while his legs were still worked well enough. He's 58.
Jeez.
Was going to do it with his son, right? So his son was going to do this walk with him. He was all excited about spending all this extra time with his son. By the way, Doug is self-employed as a carpenter, so that's how he got all the time off work. He was going to do this with his son, but then all of a sudden his son got a girlfriend.
Oh, there
didn't
you
want
go.
To go anymore.
Game changer.
Yep. So he didn't want to go anymore. So he did this whole walk. His wife, 14 different times during the walk, sent him resupply packages that you pick up in, post offices in these little mountain towns.
That's a supportive wife.
It is. So she did all that for him. Of course, he was gone for, 4 or 5 months? And now he's back. And I said, hey, Doug, what do you want to do next? I mean, you did the PCT. Probably
Ryan.
Want to go run with the bulls or something. He said, well, I think it's time to let my wife decide on something that she might like to do.
That is a good smart man
right there. Very smart man. Congratulations to Doug Godwin. That is a fantastic accomplishment. So cool. That is a bucket list item for me. And I think for probably a lot of people. Absolutely some of the most beautiful country in the whole world, and you get to see it all day, every day, as you walk across it. He said the last 180 miles, he got a rip in his tent when he's like up in the rainforest in Washington State, and the rain's coming through, and he was just like, oh, God, man, just get me to the end.
Man,
he just had to power on through.
Honor to keep him company. A little bit along the way. Scott, interesting, I was listening to that and it just that peace of mind. I know your wife Jordan has mentioned she took a trip of a different kind, but just by herself.
Yeah,
she wanted to do it by herself, and you fully supported that.
Heck yeah. She just was like, she got laid off from her job and had some time off. So she's like, I'm going to jump in the car and go to Arkansas, then go to New Orleans and go to Memphis. And she wanted to go by herself. I said, all right, go. And that's great. I think
you
that's
weren't
a great
just
idea.
A little bit insulted.
Well,
how did the conversation?
I love
go?
New Orleans. New Orleans is my favorite place. I couldn't have gone even if I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Just scheduling wise with other client projects, but she really wanted to go and prove to herself that she could do it, which I had full confidence that she could, and she did. She had a blast. She said she wishes she would have gone a little bit longer, but. I don't know how to take that.
Well, some of us understand what she means.
That's right. But she's
that's
great.
Cool.
Oh, that's great,
yeah.
Jordan. Do you want me to come along?
How was the trip?
Not really.
Wish I had stayed out a little longer. But,
I wish I had taken me with you. No, I wish actually I'd stayed
wish
out
wish
a little
I wasn't
longer
back
by
so
myself.
Soon. No, we know just what she means. That's really... really cool. I like the security of that. When we come back, it is the week in Iowa unnecessary.
You've heard responsibly.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates, Director of Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency for over 30 years. Recently, a client, I'll call Joe, came to us with over $38,000 in credit card debt and interest over 24%. We reduced this to 3.5%, saving him a net of $92,000. If you find yourself stuck like Joe, give us a call at 515-287-6428.com.
It's time to put another $1,000 in your bowl bankroll. Text the keyword freeze to 200-200 right now. It's the Murph and Andy Show on 1460 KXNO, and it's time now for the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day. It's the AD Squared.
Yeah, it's Friday, so some parental advisory is necessary. None of these bleeps are necessary. It's all innocent conversation. A lot of it had right here on this show, but I have placed bleeps to make you hear things that aren't actually being said. What you hear is on you, not on us. It's This Week in Iowa, unnecessary censorship.
Jenny has them all in a safe. Each one of us, we have our name on an envelope, and all of our d***s are in the envelope with our name on it. I am always instructed, anytime I need to take it out, make sure you put that back, and I do.
And there's a guy sitting in a window, and he d***s this guy off as the train is moving. I'm like, okay.
What's the grade for this piece of
The grade for this is a C minus.
By the way, Doug Eklund, fresh off his perfect
like that, I wanted that so bad. I wanted so bad.
Oh, this is loosely based on that woman who famously or infamously got in the car and went to off her husband's lover.
You know who I haven't talked to in a while is my penis.
Yeah, why is that? Are you boycotting the
No.
If you stand up in front of a crowd and you just hold like a regular sized there's no fun in that. I mean, the great big for photo opportunities in front of a crowd, there's the big is still king.
Oh, no doubt. I would love to have a big
big what?
Check.
Check.
Big check. Big check.
Big check. Carson King check over at the Family Children's Hospital. Well done, as always, AD. That was fun. Time now for quickie poll results. Do we have our first 100% vote? We'll find out today here with Scott Sipker's stupid quickie poll.
I'm going to make you wait for just another second on that, because we have another one. Have you taken advantage of the new legalized sports betting in Iowa?
Oh, yeah.
43% say no, and I probably won't. 28% say no, but I plan to. 20% say yes, lots of times. 9% say yes, but not much.
Scott, how many bets or whatever what do you call them?
Bets?
But no, on your app, you had like...
Yeah, units?
Units. How many units have you placed?
How many have I bet? I am looking now, 271.
So you are firmly in yes.
Yes.
You have been using the app.
I have. Many times.
Wow.
Soup is a primarily liquid food.
True.
You know this is going to be a good poll when it starts out like that. Explaining what soup is it primarily a liquid food?
It's called framing the argument.
I think you just say soup is soup. Yeah, framing the argument. There you go. Generally served warm or hot, that is made by, again, all stuff we already know.
I get. All I see. It. You yeah, just totally get somebody to agree on the definition, and now they have no place to go.
There you go. You're boxing them in. Made by combining ingredients with a type of stock or water. There you go. Yep. Is cereal a soup? Is cereal a soup?
Clearly, yes.
No. Oh, no. Not Siri. See, I'm not talking to you, Siri. Go away, Siri.
Is Siri a soup? That's next week's stupid people. Oh, sorry. My phone did the same thing.
Tell me we have 100%.
96% say, all right. Hell no. Sipker's drunk.
Yeah, well, at some point.
4% say, yes, technically it is. Let's see some of the comments here. The Royal Mile inbox. The real question is soup a meal? Says Rob the Goldman. That
of course
was
it
that
is.
Was that chunky soup, the soup that eats like a meal?
Yeah, that's Saquon Barkley has the chunky soup campaign going right now. Soup is a meal.
Chandler says cereal is not a soup and a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Don't compare the two.
Nuisance on skates says this may be the dumbest question you've ever had.
I would agree with that, Scott.
Tyler says, slow news day. Question mark. Slow news day? LOL.
Yep. Not really.
Do you like when people spell LOL like capital L, lowercase O, lowercase L? Because
it's really like got to be all harder. Laugh out loud. Like you're, it's a, ha! But LOL is just lowercase is like.
Well, like capital L, then two lowercase, it's like a word, right? It's like lol.
Lol, yeah, lol.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
And you occasionally will text LOL. Do you, have you always audibly laughed when you type laugh out loud?
Probably not. Okay. Probably not. It's probably a lie. No one eats cold soup. But
yes,
but
I do.
Gazpacho.
Yeah, the cream Gestapo. Cucumber. People eat that Gestapo soup all the time.
Johnny Gerwell just brings it strong here. He tweets, if you think cereal is a soup, you're a loser.
Listen, at some point in human history, 96% of people thought that the Earth was the center of the universe. But, I'm strong in the 4%.
That guy's
here.
Answer sounds like he's had this argument before. And we really were pinning ourselves on it. We thought this was the first time.
Fanatics next.